This Doug and Danny podcast brought to you by Cunningham's Journal. Cunningham's Journal, the only bar you need to know in Kearney.
This is Central Nebraska's most listened to all sports radio station.
We always parade winners around here.
From 1460 KXPN and 1550 KICS, you're listening to Central Nebraska's ESPN Radio Superstation.
For any of you who have listened in the past, you know that I am not a radio-trained personality, so we are just going by the seat of our pants.
It's time for the Tri-Cities' number one sports show. You're listening to the Doug and Danny Show.
Victoria and Zaretska, you know, these Russians, they need to buy a vowel. Let me just say that. They need to buy a vowel with that first name.
Now coming to you live from the Midway Auto Dealership broadcast booth. Need a vehicle? ThinkMidway.com.
No. I don't think that. It's minor. It's just a minor sin. It's a minor one. Well, I'm coming to you then for some of the major ones.
It's time for the Doug and Danny Show.
Good morning, everyone. Welcome to the Doug and Danny Show, live from Bandits in Grand Island, Central Nebraska's ESPN Radio Superstation. Doug Duda, Steve Anderson with you on this Thursday, and it's going to be another busy day here at Bandits because tonight Sean Callahan wraps up his Tri-City tour here in Grand Island, and we invite you to come out free, open to the public. 6 o'clock tonight is when Sean will be arriving, and we will give you all of the action tonight with Sean Callahan here at Bandits. And of course, folks, we invite you to come in and join us for lunch today, as we will have great food as always here at Bandits to chat with you and enjoy some lunch and take a look at the lunch special today, which will be a chicken nachos, which you can't go wrong there. That's our lunch special today for only $5.99. And then, of course, great drink specials during happy hour in the afternoon, and Sean Callahan here tonight. So we're glad to have you along with us. And Steve-O, good morning, man.
Hey, it sounds like an all-day affair you're going to have here at Bandits. My favorite hangout, of course, they always have TVG on one of these huge flat screens. So you know where you can find me in the off-season.
Well, we're going to be talking here on the program with the COO. And you can, you can put all kinds of names and initials in front of people's names, but just good guy, Bruce Swihart. He's going to join us here from Fauner Park. We're also going to talk to the head baseball coach at Loyola Marymount, Jason Gill. They're getting ready to host the Huskers this weekend. And Nebraska Danger coach Mike Davis will be joining us towards the end of the program today as well. Plus, we'll talk a lot of basketball, as we've got sub-district boys finals tonight in C and D. We have got the district finals for the girls in A, and lots of things going on. Hastings College basketball, the Huskers, will they snap that 6-5-game losing streak? Oops, did I give it away? That they've already played?
Well, the bigger story is, will they be able to get back in the locker room before the season's out?
What do you think about that, Steve-O?
Yeah, I've seen and heard a lot of things, and this is an extreme measure on Coach Miles' part, but I tip my hat to him. How this team, which is almost verbatim the same outfit that could do no wrong last year, can't even show up the last particular ball game they played in Lincoln. A lot of my buddies ventured down there, and most of them were back home before the game ended.
That's not fun.
That was not good.
No, as Coach Miles and some of the people outside say, I've seen teams down 30, but not 50-20. Not 50-20 in men's Division I basketball.
Well, if his name was Bellini,
that's what I'm saying.
This could be disastrous.
Well, we had Sean last night, of course, in Kearney, and he was in Hastings on Tuesday. And when I introduced Sean Callahan last night, I just flat out said, first question is, who's the next basketball coach?
And the response was?
Well, that's tongue in cheek, obviously, hopefully. But here's the story. Coach Miles, unfortunately, all the good from last year, now negated, because as he said after the game, I don't believe I've had a Division I team, because he's coached at all levels, regress while he's coached them. They've always continued to take those stepping stones, and quite frankly, Steve, they leapt over about two of those stepping stones last year, and it's caught up with them this year.
Yeah, you can't measure a man's heart, in this case, a young man's heart, that competes on the major college level of basketball, but it defies explanation. I don't, you know, I've followed the trials and tribulations of Nebraska basketball since I was a kid, and that goes back way too many years than I like to remember anymore. But I came up idolizing and then being able to know and interview people like Joe Cipriano and Mo Iba, and they had their talent level without a doubt. Now, Cipriano had some great teams and some great athletic guys that he inherited, but recruited most of them. Mo Iba was the one that struggled on the recruiting end, but they always put a competitive team on the basketball floor. Now, they may have had to win a game 19-18 back in those days when they played the Four Corners, as we've so romantically discussed over the weeks and months here on this show. But I can't ever remember any team all along the way with all the coaches since, including Danny Nee and all the coaches since him, that have, in my mind, quit on the head coach. So this thing just totally defies explanation.
I think they'll play hard tonight. I don't think they'll win because Ohio State has lost two in a row, and they need to find a way to get things righted, their ship righted, so that they can have a chance in the NCAA tournament. We'll talk about any of that. If you would like to talk about any of it, give us a buzz, give us an email, give us a tweet. The Twitter address at ESPN 1460 1550. You can email the Dent Popper inbox, Doug and Daddy at ESPNSuperstation.com. And, of course, 888-455-ESPN is the number, 888-455-3776. How was the first weekend at Fauner Park?
Well, it was absolutely outstanding, especially last Saturday. But I'm accused by most of my close friends of embellishing the story. So let's bring the man on that really knows what happened last weekend, Mr. Bruce Swihart, COO of Fauner Park. And he's come all the way out here and followed me and is here live at Bandits. Thank you, Bruce, and welcome to the show.
Hey, thanks for having me. I guess first thing I have to do is apologize to those folks that were trying to find a parking place last Saturday because we had Nebraska High School Cheer and Dance with the girls. We had a really big car show, which has just grown immensely over in the Pinnacle Bank building, of course, and then we had our first weekend of racing on Saturday, so the parking lot was kind of overflowing. They had a walk from the field house.
Oh,
I think.
I'm telling you, I didn't want to go there. But since he opened up that can of worms.
That's awesome.
How many people have I heard that had to park outside the boundaries, the gates on both the north and south side of Fauner Park and walked up those side streets to get to the grandstand? My dad was not one of them, by the way.
Well, it's, you know, the cheer and dance competition, you know, what a wonderful event for the community. For, you know, they come in Friday and go a little late into the night on Saturday. So pretty hard to say no to those folks wanting to be here. And same thing with the car show. And we've got a race, so they just kind of have to put up with it for a day. So
yeah, you know, the good news is, Doug, and it didn't take long for news to reach me up on the fifth floor of the roof, which, by the way, we made that trip this morning.
It was
2 degrees on the ground floor. It had to be minus 16 up on the roof, and you know what I'm talking about.
Elevators.
I keep asking pulleys. For a little bit of a renovation. I don't ask for much. I mean, they've given the stewards right next door the penthouse suite. But our environment's a little lacking over on the north side.
There weren't any humans out on the track this morning. There weren't any four-legged animals, and the geese were huddled up and not moving.
And then Bruce and I couldn't unlock the door on top of it and get inside where it was warm. But my point was, originally, they were selling standing room only tickets to get into the clubhouse Saturday. That's how many race fans showed up on opening weekend.
And Bruce, let's be frank, it was only a handful of years ago where it wasn't anywhere close to this, maybe before the event center was built. And we're going to talk a little bit about Hugh Miner here in a couple of moments. But put your finger on what has revitalized Fauner Park. It's always been a destination. It's always been fun and entertaining for the true horse racing fan. But what has revitalized it here over the last decade?
Well, I think part of it, you know, being in the racing business for some 38, 40 years now, it was real disheartening to see the lack of live racing dates in the state go away, you know, first with Omaha and then, of course, Lincoln and Attica even. So as I like to tell folks, you know, we're in the racing business to stay, And there's still a really strong feeling for the live product. And really, you know, we're the place to come for the live product now. So, and our weekend business, and of course, that's all we do is just 3 days a week. But it's really fun to see the crowds on Saturdays, because, and especially when it warms up, because they're on the apron, they're inside, they're outside, and it's, you know, coupled with everything else that's going on with the event center and of course, the State Fair buildings. Like we always used to say, there's always something going on at Fauner Park, and there really is.
Especially on Saturday, I think maybe we should just we've talked about this, Steve, over the last couple, 3 years, how all days have picked up, and Saturday is just extremely fun. But it might be time to just tell folks, you know what, don't expect on Saturday to walk up to the window, walk up to the desk, and expect to be able to get a reserved table upstairs.
That's a nice problem to have. But, yeah. You know, parking and grandstand admission are always free. And obviously we're getting to that point. You talk about the expansion of Fauner Park, and it didn't even hit me until Bruce and I, he was my guest on the pregame show last Saturday, which goes up on the satellite, and we do the live streaming. And you can virtually, you know, pick up everything that goes on at Fauner from start to finish, from Timbuktu, anywhere in the world. You know, what a fascinating thing that the Internet has given us. But we had some aerial pictures that Bruce brought down that used in a photograph display of what Fauner Park has evolved in just since my 12-year reign up there in the press box. And until you see those pictures from the planes overhead, you still can't grasp everything that's happened at Fauner over the last 5, 6, 7 years. It's magnificent. It almost made me speechless, and I know you can't believe that. Nobody can.
We're here at Bandits in Grand Island. Doug Duda, Steve Anderson, the voice at Fauner Park, the COO at Fauner, Bruce Swihart, will change those initials here at the end of this racing season. And Bruce, definitely want to talk about that. A, congratulations. And B, you're going to be losing a guy that you have worked with for a number of years, and Hugh Miner, and I guess losing, he's retiring and going to enjoy a little bit of what he likes to do. But talk about the move and how this will affect what's going on out there.
Well, basically, in a short sense, we'll just be keep doing the same things that we've been doing. But, Hugh, a good friend of mine, and he took over, I think, about 42 years ago, came to work at the racetrack. My late father, Al, was there almost in year one. I think 1955 he started, up until he passed away in 1983. And I was out in Colorado at the time working at the racetrack in Centennial, and Hugh had been working for my dad for about 4 years. So I'd always kind of wanted to come back to Grand Island, and I did in 1976, and been working alongside Hugh for all those years. So he's done a great job with the facility. He loves Fauner Park, just loves it to death. He's out there constantly, 7 days a week, almost all the time. But he's, you know, he's finally going to move on to do some other things, and going to retire as of July 1st. So I'll be taking over at that point in time. But we'll be doing the same things we've been doing, try to promote the facility. You know, it was started in the early days as horse racing was a means to support the county fair and have a permanent home for the fair. And really, our mission hasn't changed much, and that's to be a community facility for Grand Island. But as Steve was saying, you know, it's I've got this picture. We should get out, Steve, that we need to add to that photograph collection. And it's from the first year of the track, and it was taken, I don't know, maybe on a ladder or something. But there's this old shack where the guys are taking tickets to park in the gravel parking lot, and shows you a little bit of the picture of the outdoor grandstand.
Open air, no glass enclosed as you know it now.
Right.
Basically, that shell is still intact, right? We just built around it.
That's the south end, and we just started adding on and adding on and adding on. And
that does need to be part of the ensemble of pictures, because that was 1954.
Right, right. So, you know, you add the facility, and then, you know, when the Heartland Event Center came on board back in 2006. That changed the dynamics of our facility and a big community facility in the community. So with that comes the State Fair right behind it, and all of those facilities, we're all gelled into one now. So you look at that picture that you said, you know, there's not a place to park. The place is full. All the grounds are full. So I know Hugh's proud of that fact, and I know my father would be too.
Hopefully it'll be packed, and it sounds like it will be tonight here at Bandit. Sean Callahan will be on hand for his Husker Spring Tour. We are here with the Doug and Daddy Show. Come on in. Join us at Bandit's. Have the chicken nachos for lunch. That's their special for $5.99 or anything off the menu. And we're talking a little Fodder Park here. Later on, some baseball and some football. Jason Gill, the head baseball coach at Loyola Marymount. Mike Davis, the head football coach of the Nebraska Danger. They get the season underway on the road this week. And also, of course, call the Heartland Events Center home. We are speaking with Bruce Swihart. And Bruce, what about what we've got coming up? We've talked a little bit about the big first weekend. Hopefully the weather's good enough every single weekend to run. I know you guys have to keep an eye on that. What are we anticipating this weekend?
Well, last time I looked, it said a little snowy on Saturday and Sunday. And last year, it's kind of ironic. We had a giant snowstorm where we lost 2 days last year. So, you know, the weather is just something we have to live with. Obviously, we watch it, but we can't do anything about it. So you try not to get too worked up until it happens. But Nebraska Danger are going to kick off their home season at the Event Center on March 7th. We just, you know, with the weekend we just finished, we also had the Shrine Circus out there in the Event Center. But the turf went down yesterday, and so the team was practicing back in the Event Center now. So we're looking forward to their first home game. We've got the Roller Vixens out there over in the Swine Barn coming up. Going to give away some tickets to the Husker games and motorcycle show coming up, and just a lot of things, you know, as always, throughout the season.
And obviously, Steve-O, we await with bated breath the Friday card, because obviously it must be a special race because there's a special horse running.
Well, there is a special horse, but before we get to Doug, I just want to throw my 2 cents in on how I was schooled when I first took over this job 12 years ago, and that was to always give the Chamber of Commerce weather report.
Right,
so
yeah.
My outlook on this upcoming weekend is there'll be sunny skies, lots of warm hearts, and a fast, fast racetrack, and we will be racing on Friday, Saturday, Sunday, and case closed. Back to Doug. We got into a debate last time I was on, 2 weeks ago, I guess it was, and sometimes at my age, you tend to think that, you know, I am forgetting more than what I remember. But the horse, Doug, certainly was firmly implanted in the back of my mind as coming off a sterling campaign a year ago. You were in total disagreement, and I'm sure we left a few listeners out there thoroughly
Doug's
confused.
A winner.
At any rate, Doug did win his first two starts a year ago at Fodder Park. He won 5 out of 9 races with 1 second over the course of the whole year. Now, he's one of these guys that I call horses for the courses, Doug is. He's had 18 career starts at Fodder and has won 7 of those with 12 in the money. It just so happened that his one clunker he threw in last year, you must have been in attendance.
Oh, there's no doubt about it. There is absolutely no doubt about it that I had to be there. So I will try and have a little talk with Doug.
I am also on the Doug bandwagon because I have an older brother named Doug. So I'm with you.
What do you think, Steve? Because sometimes you just come across a horse, dog, whatever the race happens to be, and the name is your name, your mom's, you know, there is it's just too obvious that you've got to put something on it. I've never had a lot of luck with that. I think there was a horse that had my dad's name in it once that I did do well on once. Do you subscribe to that at all?
I subscribe to anything and to anyone that can go cash a ticket, okay? Who am I to argue? Because I only, you know, even though part of my job description is to handicap and give out the horses that I like each and every live racing day, I never hear from the people that bet on their namesake, their lucky number. I have not been fortunate to have lucky numbers and namesakes that I can rest my laurels on. I do hear from all the people, though, when the horses that I like don't run well. And so, consequently, the 3 months that I work out at Fodder Park, you don't see me out in the community very often. You know, I tend to go run and hide after that last race, which isn't all a bad thing either. But I don't believe in touts. I've never gone to a trainer or a rider and asked him what he knew and pumped him. That's not to say that if they're willing to come to me, which has happened a time or two, and say, hey, you know, we got this three-year-old out there just kicking the barns, the stall doors down, and he looks running a hole into the morning, and maybe the gallop boy or the rider indicates the same thing. But time in and time out, I'm telling you, I really don't want to know this information because most of these horses never run well in the afternoon, you know?
We have a mutual acquaintance that lets us know the touts from Indiana. Bruce, before we let you get back to your day, I want to open the mic up. Anything else that you want to tell the listeners out there or that you wanted to mention before we let you go?
We keep looking for events to have. And tickets went on sale for REO Speedwagon yesterday, and that will be April 18th. We also just started tickets on sale yesterday for Boston. They're going to be out the facility in June. So if you haven't had a chance to come to the races, we invite you to come out and join us. It's our 62nd year of racing, and we look forward to seeing each and every one of you.
Is there going to be I'll throw this out. Do we have a date? I assume there's going to be an honoring of Hugh at some point. Has anything been put in motion yet?
Nothing firm, but yes, there will be something probably in June.
All right.
Yes.
I just want to add one thing, and I make Bruce squeamish. He's always worried what's going to come out of my mouth. But I will say this collectively between Bruce Swihart and Hugh Miner. I got a call a little over 12 years ago out of the blue. I believe it was Hugh's voice on the other end of the line initially asking me to come into the office. Now, I've been around Grand Island my entire life with no clue of what they were asking me to come in and visit about, but I instinctively just thought, I must have done something really drastically wrong, whatever it may be. I'm one of their biggest fans, but why else would they want to call me into the office? But I also am forever endeared to both Bruce and Hugh because, as I've told you in the past, I think these gentlemen recognize that I was going through some kind of a midlife crisis. Because I'm 50 years old, I've been out of the broadcasting business for 25 years, and somewhere, somehow, they tucked a remembrance of me, something way back in the back of their minds. It took them a long time to come forward and ask me to go to work for them, but since I've turned 50, it's been a life of paradise out there. And Bruce, thank you.
Thank goodness. It's been
absolutely a wonderful
ride.
Thank
goodness. It's great to have Steve. He does a great job, and of course, very personable, and everybody likes to see Steve. And I still don't know how you get from the fifth floor down to the ring and back up to the winner's circle and back up as quickly as you do.
I've been meaning to talk to Bruce about that.
Well, actually, we had this wasn't the first time we tried this, Steve. You remember back when we hired Chris Katulak?
I did. Because I went in and asked you. I said, you know, I'm getting out of the broadcast business. Would you maybe think I had any ability to call the races? And he said, we just hired this kid that was talking into a woolen sack reel to reel in the grandstand at Exarban with no experience. Are you kidding me? He was there forever.
He went on and still's doing great things, you know. So we knew what we were doing there, Steve. And no, you've been a great asset to our organization and just a wonderful voice. And we're very happy to have you on board.
Well, guys, we'll take a break. Bruce, thanks so much for coming down here to Bandits. And we'll see you at Fauner and definitely be back out there for the Bosselman draw if you'll have us.
Oh, we're more than welcome.
Thanks, sir. We're going to take a break here on the Doug and Daddy Show. We are live at Bandits. Come on in for lunch. Sean Callahan's here tonight with his Husker Spring football tour. And we will be back shortly to talk to the head baseball coach at Loyola Marymount, Jason Gill, Nebraska Danger coach Mike Davis. It's all coming up here on ESPN Radio.
So you work late, golf, play ball, whatever. You're thinking,
if I could just have made happy hour, I got something good to eat after 10 at night.
Well, Jersey says come on in Monday through Thursday, 9 to 11, and enjoy late night happy hour. For everyone who wishes they hadn't missed happy hour. And they're serving food till 11.
Seriously, why didn't I think of this?
Jersey Sports Bar, your true neighborhood sports bar where the grill and the game are always on. North 2nd Avenue, Vista Point Shopping Center.
Family Physical Therapy and Sports Center, getting you back in the game of life. With two locations in Kearney, the Ortho Clinic at the Kearney Clinic and the Rehab Clinic at the ENT Building. Family Physical Therapy and Sports Center, excellence in rehabilitation. A very proud supporter of the area athletes in and out of the game. Locations serving Kearney, Lexington, Minden, Ravenna, and Wood River. Family Physical Therapy and Sports Center.
ESPN Radio Superstation 1460 and 1550 Weather Eye Weather is brought to you by Farm Bureau Insurance agents Rich Peters and Matt Myers on North 2nd Avenue in Kearney.
Health insurance is changing. You have new options. But which one is right for you? As authorized independent agents for Blue Cross and Blue Shield of Nebraska, Farm Bureau Financial Service agents Rich Peters and Matt Myers know health insurance and can help you understand your options and the differences between them. Contact Rich Peters and Matt Myers and see how they can simplify the process and help you select the right health insurance policy for you and your family. Blue Cross and Blue Shield of Nebraska is an independent licensee of the Blue Cross and Blue Shield Association. Securities and services offered through FBL Marketing Services, LLC, affiliate Farm Bureau Financial Services.
We'll see a mix of clouds and sunshine around the area through the day today with a high temperature of around 19. Winds out of the north will remain around 10 to 20. Now with clear to partly cloudy skies tonight, we'll fall to 5 below. I'm Paul Trombley.
Right now it's 10.
Welcome back to the Doug and Daddy Show, Central Nebraska's ESPN Radio Superstation, live at Bandits in Grand Island, where Sean Callahan of Husker Online will be in tonight as part of his spring tour. He's made his stops in Hastings and Kearney. He's in Grand Island here tonight, free, open to the public at 6 o'clock. Sean will be showing his Husker recruiting video, breaking down each kid that signed, and then answering all your questions. And there's been some good ones over the last couple of nights. So come on in early, slide in after work, or just any time you can tonight to Bandits and be part of our spring recruiting tour. Of course, Nebraska baseball, they're getting out of here. They got to go find, it seems like, any place. I mean, UNK softball, they're going to Joplin, Missouri. Nope, canceled. Too bad. They're not sure the baseball team will get anything in for Hastings or for UNK. But hopefully it'll be just fine when Loyola Marymount hosts Nebraska this weekend. The series will get underway tomorrow night at 8:05 Central Time. Chance Sinclair going to take the mound for the Huskers. And we are pleased to welcome to the Doug and Daddy Show the head coach at Loyola Marymount, Jason Gill. Doug Duda, along with Steve Anderson. Jason, good morning. Thanks for the time. How are you?
Hey, good morning, guys. Thanks for having me on. I'm fine, thanks. How are you guys?
Well, we're doing good. We wish we could come out there and be with the team and warm up, considering it's 2 degrees here today. But we're not going to have any problems out there, are we?
You know what? Unfortunately, it looks like there's a forecast for a little rain, but out here, that's not much. So I think we'll be okay.
Well, Coach, we have had an opportunity to have Coach Horton on the Doug and Daddy Show before, and for the folks that, and I'm going to guess most of the folks don't know your lineage, but you've had a chance to be with Coach at some great programs, Oregon, Cal State, Fullerton, among your stops. What was it from Coach Horton that specifically maybe helped you out in this coaching role here at Loyola Marymount?
I don't know where to start with him. I mean, he's taught me so much. I would say he's probably, other than my dad, my biggest mentor in terms of how to teach and coach and how to relate with players. And his attention to detail is pretty remarkable. you can't really get away with anything without him noticing or seeing it. So hopefully I brought some of those attributes down with me to Loyola.
Now, what in the world does a baseball coach do with a degree in kinesiology?
Well, it's the study of human movement, so that's what we do all day. The mechanics of throwing or fielding or hitting or whatever it might be. I don't know how much of my degree. I mean, I'm not getting that technical with our players, but That's what the study of, that's what kinesiology is. So it is human movement.
Are you one of those guys that watches the sports science segments on ESPN and gets enthralled by that?
I think everybody gets enthralled by that, don't they?
Because we, half of us don't understand it, and half of us are wowed by it. It's pretty amazing stuff.
Some of the stuff they come up with.
Well, let's talk a little baseball here. You guys are off to a good start at 5-2, seven games in. Your thoughts on how things are going with your ball club?
I would say I'm pleased with what's gone on so far. We've gone through some growing pains offensively. Guys trying to figure out their roles and what they're supposed to be doing in our offense. But I think we'll be functioning at a higher rate here in about 3 weeks, and hopefully anyway. And I think we're pretty well balanced. We have some speed at the top. We have some veterans in the middle of our lineup, and a little bit of a surprise with the freshman in the five hole that's been doing well. So offensively, I think we have some room to grow. Oddly enough, I think on paper our pitching was supposed to be our strength, and I say oddly enough because in our practice sessions in January and early February, I was a little concerned about that, but I think to no avail. So far, it's been our strength. Our bullpen's been outstanding. I think that they're somewhere around, I'm going to guess here, but I think it's around 15 innings of scoreless baseball. And then our starting arms are talented. We have we were fortunate enough to get a senior back on Friday night, kind of like you guys. And then we had a third rounder in Trevor McGill last year with the Cardinals that decided to forego his opportunity for Major League Baseball last year until this year. So we have him back. He had Tommy John surgery. He's still a little rough around the edges, but he's a pretty big talent. And then his younger brother, Tyler McGill, who pitched for us on Sunday, 6'7", freshman that can run it up there and can really pitch. So the pitching's been very solid, and our strength, I think, of our team altogether is our defense. So I'm really pleased with that as well.
Talking with the head baseball coach at Loyola Marymount, Jason Gill, here on the Doug and Daddy Show on ESPN Radio. And Tyler McGill is the player of the week for the West Coast Conference this week. So you've got to love when you can bring some lineage in together. Talk about what makes a little bit more about those two guys, how you got them, and, man, foregoing that high of a draft pick, what was into that decision?
Well, getting them was difficult. I mean, Trevor is the older of the two, and, you know, he was being recruited by everybody, and I think we sold a very good product to him. I mean, like most of your listeners, haven't been to Loyola Marymount University, but it's an unbelievable place. The campus is a mile from the Pacific Ocean, right in the South Bay of Los Angeles, in a beautiful neighborhood, and it sits up on a bluff that overlooks basically all of Los Angeles. And, you know, our weather here is probably typically about 70 degrees annually. So that portion of it was good. Now, selling them on the baseball part, you know, I had to lean on some relationships that we had in common. And he just kind of believed in what we were trying to do and what we're trying to accomplish. So the getting them part was tough. And we were very fortunate for that to happen. As for his little brother, that wasn't as easy either. He had everybody after him as well, and you know, you would think with the older brother there that I would have some advantages, and I probably did in some respects, but at the same time, he was playing hard to get, so he waited to the last minute before he said yes to us, and we were happy that day. In terms of Trevor foregoing his opportunity to Major League draft, he was a draft-eligible sophomore, so he had Tommy John surgery. He redshirted all last year, didn't throw in any for us, and got drafted in the third round. So I think whatever the club and him came to terms with wasn't what he was looking for in terms of being able to forego getting his degree or getting closer to his degree and knowing that he has another opportunity this year as a junior. So I think that answers the question.
Coach Gill, Steve Anderson here. You've answered my question pretty much already because I've drawn a blank as to actually where Loyola Marymount was located. I've got two grandsons and a daughter that live in Long Beach, California, so they're not too far from the south to you. But to pinpoint even closer where your baseball venue may be and where you're going to be playing these games against Nebraska, in reference to the old Hollywood racetrack, because I'm a thoroughbred race guy, where do I go from the racetrack to get to your joint?
Straight west. About 2 miles, 3 miles.
Which is right into the ocean, yeah.
Yeah.
You got to be close to LAX Airport, I assume.
We are. We're just north of it. We're probably about a half a mile north of that.
Jason Gill is with us, the Loyola Marymount baseball coach. Coach, in the state of California, so many Division I programs. You mentioned recruiting. How tough is it? Who is your main battles against?
You know, that's a really good question. I think we try to go up against everybody and anybody. I don't think there's any one school in particular. There are a lot of Division I teams down here, and there are a lot of choices for young men to make when it comes to the Division I schools, especially in the Los Angeles Basin area. But at the same time, guys, there's a lot of players here, too. There's a lot of people. So, you know, just because some of these guys are in publications and they're going to other schools, there's a lot of kids that get overlooked down here just because of numbers. And so we've been fortunate to, you know, most of my professional life I've been in Southern California, so we have a lot of connections with high school coaches and junior college coaches and travel ball coaches that help us out quite a bit. I would say we lean on them quite a bit for, you know, players and players' names that we can go out and track down. So the recruiting's difficult, I think, no matter where you're at. I think everything presents a problem, so it's a matter of solving those problems. And I think we've put ourselves in a position where we have some talent that is, I think, can compete at a national level. It only took us 7 years to do it.
Well, it looks like things are pointed in the right direction. A lot of the publications are pointing towards Loyola Marymount to maybe be a conference champion. Coach, what are the goals of this team? How far can they go? You've been to the pinnacle and been to our fine state and been to Omaha. Can you dream big?
I think you have to dream big. I mean, if you can't see it happening, then it's really hard to do. So. You know, we ask our guys to use their imagination, and we ask them to try to see what it's like or feel what it would be like, or, you know, even for this weekend's matchup against Nebraska, which is a huge matchup for us to play a nationally known team that was in the postseason last year, that is preseason ranked and all of the above. You know, I'm going to ask them to use their imagination and see what it's going to feel like to play against them. And if they could see themselves having success against them. I do think that big picture-wise, our goal is to get as far as we can with this team. But, you know, with our team, we kind of just try to do things day by day. I know it sounds cliche, but it's cliche for a reason, because it works. We talk a lot about in our program about being where your feet are. And, you know, we can't look at tomorrow night's game against a tough opponent coming into town until we take care of today's practice. So our goal is really to just get better today.
Coach Gill, you talk about the connections that you've drawn on for recruiting purposes, putting together a schedule. Is there a story between the connection you may or may not have with our head coach, Darren Erstad, who played many of his professional baseball years in Southern California? I mean, you don't run up against too many big-name head coaches in your game like you do Darren Erstad. Is there a story there of how you put this matchup together?
You know, the story falls mostly between me and the pitching coach, Ted Silva. We played together at Cal State Fullerton, and we coached together there in the mid-2000s. Or mid-2000s, yeah, about 2000, I think it was 6 and 7 maybe, or 5 and 6. And then we kind of split ways, and then I asked him to be a part of my staff at Loyola Marymount from Irvine. He came for a year before Darren got the head coaching position and found out about him and took him to Nebraska. So I think that's the main connection. I don't even know if I've ever shook Darren Erstad's hand. This will be the first time this weekend. But the relationship between, you have two coaches on your staff, between Ted Silva and Mike Kirby, those are two really good friends of mine, and I was just really fortunate when they asked us to be on your schedule so that, you know, we could compete against each other. But anytime you're competing against friends, it's kind of bittersweet. You know, you're always pulling for them when you're not playing against them, and when you're playing against them, you want to beat them. It's like playing against your brother or something.
Last minute here with the head baseball coach at Loyola Marymount, Jason Gill. They'll take on the Huskers in a three-game series on Friday and Saturday night and then Sunday afternoon. Coach, we talked about almost everything with your baseball program. We really didn't dive a whole lot into the offense here, and I hope I've got the name right here. Tanner Donalds is leading your ball club so far. He's off to a hot start with the bat. Talk a little bit about your offense.
Well, Tanner's he's a senior that's been through us, been with us since we were really not very good 4 years ago to now. He's a big part of our success in the last, you know, I would say we started getting better probably last year, and he's a big reason why, mainly because of his buy-in. He believes in what we're doing. Hey, his dad played in the big leagues. This guy's got a real swing. It's not like he's a hidden gem or anything. I think he was a little underdeveloped out of high school. Again, leaning on one of my relationships, we got to get out and see him. He wasn't a big showcase guy or anything like that. We brought him in. He had a really good swing, and he's developed himself into a really good hitter with that swing, and he's gotten physical. I think, you know, he's probably gained 25 pounds since his freshman year, and it's all muscle, and that obviously helps a lot. So he's hitting there right in the middle of our lineup, and, you know, the guys in front of him are getting on it. Austin Miller, who leads off for our team, he was a freshman All-American last year. You know, you could say he's off to a slow start, but we've only played 8 games, so I don't really consider that a slow start. You know, balls may have not fallen for him or whatever, but he's a true leadoff hitter. I mean, he's a runner, a left-handed bat, and he'll have a high on-base percentage by the end of the year. David Fletcher is another freshman All-American last year, is now our sophomore shortstop. He hits in the three-hole. He can hit. He gets on base a lot. So Tanner's got the table set for him quite a bit, and right now he's taking advantage of it.
Coach, before we run out here, I just checked the weather channel, and we are now at a robust 9 degrees back here in central Nebraska. I see you're currently, well, at least down in Long Beach, because I monitor where the family are located. It's 58 degrees.
Oh, man.
And sun is shining.
They probably can't get outside
today. This is a rough. But I hope you enjoy. It's kind of like living in Colorado, and you never realize that the mountains are right there as a backdrop. I hope you do appreciate the climate that you find yourself located in out there.
I really do. I make a point to try to drive by the ocean every day on my way to school, and I think probably at least twice a week I tell the team how fortunate we are to be where we're at. I do know that your team's rolling in tonight, and they're going to practice on our field.
Oh, my.
So, see, I try to drive by the ocean every day to work, too, but I'm always late. last thing, and we'll let Coach Gill out of here. Nebraska has opened by playing UNLV. We don't need any backstory there. They play BYU last week, so if you want to look for a unique angle, there's a lot of ways to go with BYU. When you think Loyola Marymount and you're my age, you think basketball, you think the Lions and Bo Kimble and Hank Gathers. You've told us about the ocean. What's one other unique thing that Nebraska fans should know about Loyola Marymount?
That's a good question. A unique thing. I think I've kind of pretty much said everything, guys. I mean, we're in probably, in my opinion, it's probably one of the best places in L.A. to be in. It's on the west side of L.A. It's, you know, the location's unbeatable. And the academics are very good, too. So I don't know if that's unique, but very high academic school. I'll give you something. It was called Loyola College up until World War II when all the men took off for war, and financially they needed to keep the school running, so they merged with Marymount, and that's why it's called Loyola Marymount of Los Angeles.
I have learned something before noon today. My day is not quite complete, but it is closer to being complete. He played for Cal State Fullerton in Omaha in the College World Series. And, Coach Gill, it would be great to see your team back here anytime. So thanks so much for giving us time on the Doug and Daddy Show, and have an outstanding season.
Thanks for having me on, guys. Good luck the rest of the way.
Thank you, Jason Gill. Great talk with the head coach at Loyola Marymount. We appreciate the gang out there for helping us put this together. So, you know, it's one of those things. I can already now see me checking Loyola Marymount scores the rest of the season.
Absolutely. You know, I really drew a blank when you first were talking about Loyola Marymount, and I've spent more than my fair share of time on the West Coast just because, again, of family ties. And can you picture getting up in the morning and Venice Beach has got to be just a stone's throw away from where the campus is? And if you want to venture a little bit south, Manhattan Beach and the Strand, and recruiting would have to be a walk in the park out there.
We've got Sherman, we've got the Calamus, we got Johnson. Heck, come on.
And Lake Fauner, my favorite spot on the map.
We're going to take a break here on the Doug and Daddy Show. Coming up in our last segment, we'll catch up with the head coach of the Nebraska Danger, Mike Davis, as we are here live at Bandits. And come on in, enjoy lunch today. Chicken nachos is the lunch special today, $5.99. But you can enjoy any of their great wings, salads, sub sandwiches, of course, Saxon's Pizza, Grand Island's favorite. And then tonight, Sean Callahan will be here. Final stop on his Tri-City Tour with the spring recruiting. Of course, he'll welcome everyone in, answer your questions. He's got about a 30-minute video that shows a little tape. And, again, I saw it last night. And some of these kids that Nebraska has signed, and I know you can look at all kinds of kids like that, but you just – some of them look like men against boys when he shows them to you on tape. And some of the wide receivers look outstanding, and he'll break them all down for you. So it's free, open to the public. Come on in, dinner tonight, of course, on your own. Of course, your great drink specials as well. And happy hour starts early, so don't miss it here at Bandits. Doug Duda, Steve Anderson, and we will be back with more after this.
Play ball!
Great fielding and solid hitting start with the right stuff from TM Sporting Goods. Choose from brands like Louisville Slugger, Rip It, Mizuno, and Wilson. All the summer sports are made better with the right apparel and equipment from TM Sporting Goods.
Save!
Then roll in the expertise provided by Steve Varinall and Tino Martinez. TM Sporting Goods on the Bricks, downtown Kearney, a division of Protein Design. Every sport done right.
Have you ever seen a rusty fish? The same way scales protect the fish from his environment, the Armacoating spray-on bed liners from the Dent Popper protects your pickup bed. No rust, no dents, no scratches, no chemical corrosion. So your truck has a longer work life and holds its value longer. Reduces load slippage, and here's a bonus, it quiets the ride. See the Dent Popper north of Railroad on First, on the Bricks, downtown Kearney, and get a free estimate for an Armacoating spray-on bed liner. Guaranteed for as long as you own your truck.
Hi, it's Bo Huffman from your Kearney, Hastings, and Grand Island GNCs. I have been helping people with their health and nutrition needs for over 10 years, and GNC is the world leader in natural health and wellness products with an unmatched 75 years in the nutritional supplement industry. A reputation like ours is earned by providing superior products and service to every individual. Experience the difference firsthand. Plus, save 20% off your purchases every day at your Hastings, Kearney, and Grand Island GNCs.
GNC.
Today, buyers need the OneRocky.com edge. Finding out first is what gives you the best chance of finding the right home. Kearney's best real estate website just got better with customized listing notifications sent right to your email. As soon as a new listing meeting your criteria becomes available, you'll be notified. Log on to OneRocky.com and get signed up now.
Yo, this is Rocky. My customized listing service is not junk email. We don't even collect data. It's just my way of putting you first in the hunt for the right home.
Put Rocky Geyser in your corner because he cares. OneRocky.com.
Last year, Kearney Little League won their fifth consecutive Nebraska State Championship, and over 500 area boys and girls played baseball in Kearney Little League. Get your players signed up now for the 2015 season. There's an evening program for ages 8 to 15 and a daytime program run by UNK Baseball for 6 and 7-year-olds. Thank you again to our 2014 sponsors. Sign up at KearneyLittleLeague.org or at the Harmon Park Activity Center on Monday, March 2nd from 6 till 9.
Play ball!
Thank you.
And welcome back to the Doug and Daddy Show, Central Nebraska's ESPN Radio Superstation, live from Bandits in Grand Island. And our Midtown Mark Cooler question for today. During a tie-up situation, we talked about this yesterday. Randy brought this up. We were talking about rule changes and things like that because our question was, are you in favor of college basketball being played as a four-quarter game instead of the two separate halves and being like everybody else? Nah, 89% says we like the way the college game is. I did too. I mean, it doesn't seem to be any reason to change it. So that was our poll question yesterday. Today, our Midtown Mark Cooler question. During a jump ball situation, are you in favor of the alternate possession rule or having a jump ball? Would you rather? It would seem to move the game along a little bit quicker, but boy, when we have alternate possession, we take some time to get the ball in anyway.
Well, I kind of took the purist approach originally. You know, it was like when the DH came in baseball. I'm like Bob Costas. I don't like to see change. And when they did that with the alternate possession rule, initially I felt the same way. But quite frankly, I've taken a 180 degree turn on that. I don't think they ought to tinker with what has ultimately worked. But the four-quarter thing, the college game I love. But the pros, more importantly, I think they ought to just go to two-minute halves. Because whenever I've watched a pro game, that's about the only time they turn it up. What do your listeners think about that idea?
I think many people agree with you. But on our Midtown Mark Cooler question at ESPNSuperstation.com. We've got plenty of high school basketball for you tonight on our network of stations. Here on ESPN, the Kearney girls will take on Fremont. At the beginning of the year, that would have scared the bejesus out of them. But after Jess Shepherd was injured, it brings them back down to earth. Of course, Jess in the top three high school female players in the entire country. So that game will tip off at 7 here on ESPN on 1230 KHAS. We'll bring you St. Cecilia and Donovan Trumbull on Classic Hits 98.9 Amherst Elm Creek, and on the Breeze 94.5 FM Wilcox Hildreth will be taking on Heartland Lutheran from right here in Grand Island. But right now we're getting ready for the Nebraska Danger to kick off their season. They're on the road because why not? Mike Davis, the head football coach, joins us after did you have a heated practice this week? Couple heated ones. Are we ready to go?
Yeah, practice has been rather competitive.
Looks like Bruce. You know what Bruce did? He turned it off like he should have.
He's a professional.
That's fine. Now we.
I
want
thought
it.
You had it ready for me.
I thought it was too. Ah, it's been one of those mornings.
I hear you. No, practice has been really competitive. It's we made our last couple cuts this afternoon. We're making them this afternoon and. Get ready for it to make a nice long trip to Green Bay.
You want to announce those now?
I'd rather not.
That might freak some guys out. Read the article today in the Grand Island Independent, and you're talking about that. What did you see in the exhibition game? We talked about how much emphasis, and you said, I want to see competition, see guys compete. I'm not sure the win-loss means a lot of things, and it was a four-point loss, so it was a close competitive game. Your thoughts?
Yeah, you know, our defense played phenomenal. I was happy with that. Did a couple of things that we needed to tighten up, and we got those tightened up the last 2 weeks. Offensively, we struggled a little bit starting out, but then kind of once we found our rhythm. But our ones outplayed theirs, and once in the fourth quarter, we had everybody that we have eventually released on this team playing, and they had their number one defense in. So I can't, I wasn't looking to win or lose. I was looking for execution, and I said that going into it.
You have to do this every year. You have to bring guys in so that you can compete. It's that way in every sport. You have to let some guys go. How many of those do you keep on the back burner saying, we're a move away from bringing you back? Are there guys interested? Have we lost any key contributors from the past couple years?
Three or four guys that we released I've already went and are starting at other teams, and I kind of knew that was going to happen. The guys that we're releasing today told them, hey, you're the first call because you've been here in camp, the situation, and you're good. We're just, with the roster that we have right now, it was, do you keep two running backs? Do you keep four DBs? Do you keep six D linemen? I mean, it's literally, we've gone through six different scenarios about how to put this roster together, and it was one of the tougher decisions we've made in the 4 years I've been here.
Coach Davis, opening up on the road versus opening up at home. pros and cons of that. Would you rather have that first game tucked in under your belt right here in the friendly confines of the Heartland Events Center, or do you want to get the kick the rust out, so to speak, under normal playing conditions in a game that really means something on the road, and then come back with a refined product?
You know, it's always nice to play at home, just because you sleep in your own bed. The routine's, you know, the same all the time. The one plus about going on the road is the team we are now, we get everybody's best game. And it's, you know, we've been preaching it the last week. But it's their first game also. It's not like we're going – we've played a couple and you know, we're going in and it's their first game. So we're, you know, clicking on all cylinders. You know, we got to go out and we have to show up and play well week in and week out every game this year. And so it really doesn't matter, honestly. I would rather get rolling and then have some home games just to kind of fine tune everything, because you get an extra day. You don't have to travel that extra day. But right now, I mean, I'm happy with the way our schedule sets up as far as our home game, away game, and then come back for, let's say, I think a couple home games or a home game, and then we have a bye. And so it allows us to evaluate a few things, see where we're lacking.
Talking with Mike Davis, head football coach of the Nebraska Danger, as they get ready to go to Green Bay on Sunday. Then they'll turn around and have that home game on Saturday. How is the team? Health-wise, is there any concerns as far as the personnel going in? Anything that you can tell us?
No, we are 100% healthy, knock on wood. Probably the only time I'll say it all year. But, no, we are 100% healthy. Everybody who's going is 100% clicking on all cylinders. And I'm excited to see what team shows up. You know, we preach about it day in and day out. But, you know, our guys have set some lofty goals for themselves. And I'm anxious to see, you know, what team gets out of bed Sunday morning. And it's a 3 o'clock kickoff, so it makes it a little different. And see what team shows up. Green Bay is a tough place to play. We've struggled up there in the past. You know, long road trip. You know, that we've been fortunate to be a little bit more talented than the past couple of years. I don't think that's the case this year. You know, they're a young version of us. And so we have to put our best foot forward and play well.
And how much do you know about Green Bay? That first game out in a league like this where you can have a lot of turnover, what do you know about?
I know their quarterback. I know their head coach, is offensive coordinator, very well. I know some of their players. You know, two of their offensive linemen are two guys that we've released in the past 2 years. So that, you know, I recruited them, so I kind of know them, know their scouting reports, stuff. They have a great running back, and they have some good receivers offensively. Don't really know much about them defensively, but I know what we're going to get offensively. So we've been preparing for that, and hopefully the guys, you know, they don't surprise us with some things defensively, and our offense hits the ground running.
How about the passion that the fans have shown up there in Green Bay, Coach? You're in the heartbeat of the NFL, Packerland. Have they taken to the indoor football game?
Yeah, you know, I think last year they averaged just over 3,500 people a game. And up there, it's brutal cold right now. You know, they share their facility. The arena is right beside the Packer facilities. So it's the off season for the Packers. And, you know, those people there, they're kind of like people in Nebraska. They just want football. They don't care where it's at. If it was 20 below, they'd probably be outside watching it as well. But fortunately enough, we're inside and I don't have to deal with that.
I know you've got a new kicker, it looks like. What about other names that – Danger fans are going to have to A, learn, and B, be thankful that they're learning them?
A running back, his name is Wayman James, out of TCU's with the Titans this year. Really explosive. We actually kept two this year, first time ever. The other one is Robbie Rouse, the all-time leading everything from Fresno State. You know, Justin Helwidge is a big receiver that's played against us a couple years. Besides that, you know, that's really the guys you're going to have to learn. The impact players, you know, obviously we have some guys up front, you know, Claude Davis, you know, on the offensive side, Lawrence Martin. And then, of course, our kicker, you know, we've had a great success with those in the past. So we'll be interesting to see what happens here.
Oh, my goodness. Did I miss an inside story of note or what? Would you care to elaborate?
Have you seen those kickers. Pipes that they have to kick it through? Coaches love kickers. Mike Davis, Nebraska Danger. So what did you specifically look for? We joke about it, but by God, just look at the last two finals. I mean, it can come down to 3 points or an extra point or whatever the case may be. What do you look for? I mean, when you're looking for a guy that has to be money.
You know, in this game, you have to have a you cannot have a memory. Let's put it that way. Yeah, if you miss a kick, you're going to miss the kick. Rob Baronis was my first kicker ever. You know, granted, obviously, with his situation being passed away, but he always said, you know, if you find somebody that has zero memory and is willing just to continue to kick, that's your guy. The guy we have right now, Sean, is he rolled his ankle, you know, poor kid. He rolled his ankle practicing right 2 days before the scrimmage. So he can't kick off in the scrimmage. So we had a DB kicking off. He's like, Coach, I kick anything inside of 35 yards. Okay, great. It's a preseason game. How many field goals are we actually going to kick? So I think he was 2 for 2, made one from 27, made one from 43. We actually told him to kick it out of bounds. He said, I'll make it. He kicked it and made it. And then we come out yesterday in practice, and I think he was 1 for 8 in practice. I was like, that was great. So we were giving him a hard time. He's a good kid. He is, you know.
Hey, I noticed Coach brought in the local paper this morning, and, you know, the material around that picture, I think, is probably meaningless to him because that picture sums it up of now what I think of when I hear Coach Mike Davis's name mentioned. He looks in the photo in the paper this morning like he just walked off the set of the Shawshank Redemption off the chain gang line. I mean, that's what I'm thinking when I see him. But this has become his part of his regular repertoire. And now it's for everyone to see in the local paper, and it's in color, no less. I mean,
no, this is actually a hat.
I'm wearing a hat
in practice. It's what, 8 degrees outside. I got to keep the bald head warm now.
There is no doubt about it. Mike, you mentioned the two running backs, so I'll kind of wrap it up with this. Since you haven't done that in the past, what is your plan early on, starting Sunday, and how long are you going to stick with whatever the plan is?
Well, we told them today that them and the defensive line position, that we were going to let them play themselves off this football team. Whoever plays better will stay. Kind of leaving it in their hands, we'll make sure that they get similar touches, similar carries. One may play this game, and obviously I'm not going to say, but we may take both this week. One may play this week, one may play next week. We're just trying to figure out. We don't have to turn around our roster until tomorrow at midnight. But we're just, there's so many different scenarios that we've played out. And, fortunately enough, we've never been in this situation. We've had one running back that separated themselves, and this year we've, two different positions. We had guys that competed day in and day out.
It's a good problem to have. Ready to go?
Yeah, I'm tired of waiting. Let's just get it going and see what happens.
On the way to Green Bay, Mike Davis and the Nebraska Danger. And, Coach, as always, appreciate the time, and we'll keep up with you throughout the season.
For sure.
You got any hot tips? You know, Doug's running on Friday over at Fauner.
I'll be on the road, unfortunately.
Yeah.
Oh, no, we don't leave till midnight.
You have sources. You have sources.
The main thing is, are they going to ride tomorrow? You have a lot better inside info than I do. They rode last Sunday, and it never got above 17.
I was surprised.
I'm not sure they'd do it again.
Money
talks. I'm betting that they will. It does. And, we're down to just 31 live racing days. And you saw the crowd that was there last Saturday, Coach. And maybe, my words kind of fall on deaf ears from time to time. But when the Danger come calling to play those home games now, we need to find some more parking out there. Because this has turned into a real cluster at times, especially when you're starting about the time that we're letting out at the racetrack. It's a great problem to have.
That's the best part.
But parking is bursting at the seams.
Yeah, last weekend, I actually didn't venture out last weekend. I had other obligations, but the parking with the cheer and dance and the horse race and the car show. And
you weren't a judge?
No. And it was just brutal. So I heard a lot about it, trust me.
All we got to do is get the trolleys that we have at the state fair. You know how they take people from the parking lot, pull them up. We'll get them out there to find them. We'll work on this. Mike, hey, thanks for the time, buddy.
Anytime, thanks.
We're going to take a break and be back to wrap things up on the Doug and Daddy Show live from Bandits in Grand Island right after this.
All sports, one source, two stations, KICS Hastings, KXPN Kearney, Central Nebraska's ESPN Radio Superstation.
I'm a business owner, and we called Kearney Crete and Block when we needed a new and inviting-looking driveway.
We called Kearney Crete and Block when we decided to do a fire pit and patio. You should be calling Kearney Crete and Block and Christensen Concrete for all your concrete and masonry supplies. Let the professionals help you enhance the beauty and value of your home and business. Kearney Crete and Block and Christensen Concrete Products, building generations one block at a time.
A couple months back, my wife had an accident. Everybody was all right, but her car was a mess. She was all upset, but I told her it's no big deal because we have insurance and the body shop at Crossroads Ford. Crossroads can do it all, from door dings and hail damage to fender benders and major bodywork. Her car was looking like new in no time and with no insurance hassles. Well, thanks to a deer, now it's my turn. Thankfully, they work on all makes and models. Small enough to know you, big enough to help you. Crossroads Ford, North 2nd Avenue, Kearney.
The Village Green at Good Samaritan Society Hastings Village offers seniors a comfortable lifestyle in a caring community. The Village Green is designed to accommodate those who require a little extra. Apartments feature full kitchen, spacious living room, accessible bathroom, and an emergency call system. Services include a noon meal, housekeeping, and transportation. The Village Green can help you maintain your independence with services to keep you safe and healthy. Contact Hastings Village or find us on the web at good-sam.com.
Hi, this is Ron Wall with Cargill Ag Horizons Marketing Services, better known as CAMS. As a personal marketing manager, I bring Cargill's global knowledge to your home or office by delivering unique insights that can benefit your operation. When you work with CAMS, you have expert marketers working for you so that you can concentrate on the business of farming. To learn more about how our disciplined approach to risk management can benefit your operation, call me at 402-710-1200. Cargill, helping farmers prosper.
We know choosing a college can be hard. Potential Community College is here to help make that decision a little easier. Join Central Community College March 4th from 9 a.m. to noon on either their Columbus, Grand Island, or Hastings campuses for their campus visit days. Tour the campus of your choice, meet the faculty and staff, and learn what financial aid and scholarships are available to you. To register your visit online, go to ccceneb.edu/visit. That's ccceneb.edu/visit or call 1-877-222-0780.
And welcome back to the Doug and Daddy Show with the Midway Auto Dealership broadcast booth on the road here at Bandits in Grand Island. And Midway, Chrysler, Dodge, Jeep, Ram, and Midway Chevrolet, Buick, GMC, Cadillac. You can get up to $5,000 cash back during the Buick President's Day event going on now on select 2014 and 2015 Buicks. There's also $8,000 off the GMC Sierra 1500 double cab SLE that's in stock right now. You're looking for more? How about 0% APR for 5 years for qualified buyers, plus current GM owners and lessees receive an additional $1,500 purchase cash when you get a new GMC like the 2015 Acadia. Stop by and see them today on South 2nd Avenue in Kearney, or, of course, all you have to do is go to thinkmidway.com. Midway, it's a better way. Don't forget Sean Callahan on hand here tonight. Stop by and have lunch. We have chicken nachos as a special today for $5.99, but stop by anytime. And I have to chuckle, Steve-O, when this story came across yesterday. From time to time, I think of former co-hosts on the show, which basically is either Matt Chick or Big Daddy, and he hated Mike Sweeney, and Mike Sweeney is going into the Kansas City Royals Hall of Fame.
Now, how could you hate a guy like Mike Sweeney? Unless he turned him down for an interview or tickets.
He just thought he might have got overpaid a little bit.
Well, he's not in a select club in that category either. I mean,
is that the way that works? All right.
I don't know. I came a long way too late in life, but they all make a minimum of $1 million. Now I see Jalba Chamberlain signed again yesterday or the day before, and looks like the odd man out in his situation. But if he can still command $1 million on what he's been able to do in the last couple of years, more power to him.
Well, wrapping things up, Husker basketball at Ohio State tonight. The men will tip it off at 6 o'clock on ESPN television. The regional rankings are out. UNK, you need to be in the top 8. The men have made an appearance. They're at number 10. 2 games to go in the regular season in the conference tournament. I mean, you're looking at UNK having to go 4-1, I would guess, at a minimum to make the tournament. And that one would obviously be beaten in the MIAA at some point. Otherwise, you got to win it to grab the automatic berth. UNK has a winnable game, and they both are this weekend. But Northeastern State is 6-18. Central Oklahoma 17-9, as we talked with Coach Lofton yesterday, getting in a top 4 spot.
would be nice. But then again, maybe if you got to play a home game as the five and pick up an extra win, maybe it helps them. Who knows? Hastings College women advance on to the GPAC tournament, beating Doan 70-53. They will host the number three, or they will travel to the number three team in the country, Concordia, Saturday at 3 o'clock. Valiant effort, but the season came to an end for the Hastings men to the top seed and fifth-ranked Morningside, 95-87. The great career of Tobin Reinwald comes to an end with 25 points. He's 10th all-time, and had the injury bug not snapped him there during his career, would have been farther up on that. We gave you the basketball that's going on. Of course, Central Catholic Wood River, not on our network of radio stations, but they're playing tonight just down the road at Northwest. Ravenna and Gibbon are playing up at Ord as well. You can go to PlatteRiverPreps.com to check out the whole schedule. They're diving off the board down in Lincoln, Steve-O. State swimming and diving gets underway today. Would you care to break that down for me?
What do I know about hockey is always my standard response. maybe locally, roller derby. I know nothing about that either.
Well, they're on skates, I can tell you that.
Yeah.
UNK wrestling up two spots to number seven as they head off to the regionals. Two Hastings wrestlers in Grand Island's Alec Chantepetit and Connor Blanco have both been named second team all-conference, and they have both qualified for the NAIA National Tournament. With the regular season done in the GPAC winter sports season, they've updated the all-sports trophy standings. Concordia leads it with 91, but Hastings is second in the conference with 81.5, and Morningside is 78.5. And I believe that's going to wrap things up for the Doug and Daddy Show. Come on in, enjoy lunch, chicken nachos, the special today here at Bandits. Of course, happy hour with specials on long necks and your favorite drinks every afternoon. And tonight, Sean Callahan of Husker Online, free, open to the public, starts at 6, come in early, stay late, talk Husker football, watch the film of the Husker signees from 2015, talk about spring ball and anything that you might have on your table when it comes to the new head coach. Among our guests tomorrow will be the head coach of the Indiana Fever in the WNBA, also Big Ten analyst and played for Purdue, and Stephanie White. She helped call the Minnesota Husker game the other night. We're getting ready for the Big Ten tournament next week, so we'll talk with her on tomorrow's show. Jimmy Langan, of course, will be co-hosting, and we want to thank Jason Gill, head baseball coach at Loyola Marymount, Mike Davis, the head football coach of the Nebraska Danger, and, of course, the chief operating officer at Bruce Swihart from Fauner Park, who works with Steve Anderson for a long time, and he is gracious enough to work with us. Steve, last anything else before we get out of here?
Well, again, we tee it up tomorrow with a 2 o'clock post time on Friday. As far as live thoroughbred horse racing is concerned, Saturday and Sunday we go at 1:30. Two quick sidebars concerning opening weekend. They always throw these tongue twisters at me, Doug. You being in the business certainly can appreciate the fact that the fastest horse on the grounds in last week's competition, all one word was, no ands, ifs, or buts. All one word. And is just a single R right in the middle of it. So I'm attempting to try to spit this thing out a half a dozen times. I haven't gone back to listen to the replay, but it had to, I want to go no ifs, ands, or buts. And, you know, and it probably, there had to be two or three combinations. But Chuck Turco trains his horse, runs off and hides on the front end. And, I ran into Chuck the other morning, and I said, Jody Jackson, who's the owner and bred this horse, I believe, at least was responsible for naming it. I said, you know, this has got to stop somewhere. And he says, just call this horse the barn name, which is Noah. That's what we call him in the barn. The other side note is, and really the biggest story at the track last week was the reemergence of jockey Chris Fackler. In fact, I'm heading back out to the track right now. These jockeys are hard to corner. You know, it's like flushing quail out of a hedgerow. And to visit with him, and he's agreed finally to let me catch up with him under his terms. He actually has not seen year 25 chronological in his life. He won in his second full year of race riding back in 2009. He was going to school at Centura High School. Comes from outside of Bolas, Nebraska, where my wife's from. I call him the Bolas bombshell because I'm married to the blonde bombshell of Bolas. At any rate, he has 7 wins last weekend. Had actually laid out for the last couple of years. He's a great story. He actually rode a horse for his sister and won and paid boxcar prices at almost $30. So at any rate, You know, you're never over the hill. My line was with Hugh Miner Jr., my boss, when I released the story last Friday, is nothing is forever. And certainly we'd like all of this to go on forever and ever, but it was very refreshing to see a young man like Chris Fackler, who's born and raised right here in the Tri-City area, to come back, assert himself. He's got so much talent. And it looks like he's focused once again. And that is what I take away from the first weekend of racing at Fonner Park. I love the human interest side of thoroughbred racing. And they're my kind of people, as you are too, Doug. Thank you for this opportunity.
Have a great weekend, buddy.
I will.
Steve Anderson joining us here at Bandits. Sean Callahan tonight. And again, folks, tomorrow the horse named Doug does run. The morning odds are 4-1. Bet his butt down so that when he doesn't hit the table and I get over to see Doug run, his odds will be back up where they should be. Folks, have a great day. We'll see you tomorrow on the Doug and Daddy Show.
You've been listening to a Doug and Daddy podcast brought to you by Cunningham's Journal. Cunningham's Journal, the only bar you need to know in Kearney.
Oh, darling, I feel like amazing.
Don't make me do that again.
Game over.